copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
Our topic for this focal talk is Sheep Among Wolves, why we need Christians in mainstream media and how to support them. For me, this is a really important topic. It's a topic of personal and professional interest. In everyday life, I work at a university college where we focus on the education of journalists and communicators. And we actually educate between 15 and 20% of all journalism students in Norway, whether Christians or not, which means that this is an area of continuing interest and concern for me. So, mainstream media, what's the importance of that? I think the importance is related to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, also in the area of media. And I think it's appropriate for us to go back to a recent document that was produced as a result of the Cape Town Congress. The Lausanne Movement in 2010 arranged a very important congress in Cape Town, down in South Africa, in the very beautiful town of Cape Town. And out of that came the Cape Town Commitment. And the Cape Town Commitment starts with a foreword saying that the whole Cape Town Congress and the resulting commitment was actually done in order to, was arranged and facilitated and produced in order to challenge the global church to bear witness to Jesus Christ and all his teaching. To bear witness to Jesus Christ and all his teaching. And then it's added three dimensions, I do think that's very profound. In every nation, that's the global dimension. Moving across borders, and mission should always be related to that, and the Lordship of Christ, to bear witness to Jesus Christ, across national, geographical, ethnical, cultural borders. So that's the first dimension. The second dimension is in every sphere of society. That means that we should bear witness to Jesus Christ and all his teaching in every sphere of society. This is really quite significant, and also the whole area of the mainstream media is a highly significant area in society, and it's actually more than an area, it's something that connects and relates to all of society today. So if we are to bear witness to Jesus Christ in every area of society, we do need to take the whole area of media and mainstream media seriously. And then thirdly, to bear witness, the third dimension there, in the realm of ideas. That is, where ideas and worldviews are shaped. So, again, so the full quote then from the Cape Town Commitment is, to challenge the global world to bear witness to Jesus Christ and all his teaching in every nation, in every sphere of society, and in the realm of ideas. And where are ideas shaped in today's society? Well, it's shaped in the school system, in the educational system, in the academy, but definitely also in the whole area of media. It is shaped by news media, by documentary media, by it is shaped by creative media, entertainment media. So, what is more appropriate than to start with a quote from one very important thinker in the 20th century, Francis Schaeffer, saying, despite our constant talk about the Lordship of Christ, we have narrowed its scope to a very small area of reality. We have misunderstood the concept of the Lordship of Christ over the whole of man and the whole of the universe, and have not taken to us the riches that the Bible gives us for ourselves, for our lives, and for our culture. So therefore, there is a calling to us to either enter the mainstream media ourselves, to educate for the mainstream media as I'm involved in personally, or to support and encourage those who are involved in mainstream media. And I think it's appropriate to ask ourselves, why do we need Christians in mainstream media? Why do we need Christian journalists, documentarians, Christians working in creative media and entertainment media? Well, one answer is certainly found in John chapter 17, where Jesus talked about in the world, but not of the world. And he adds, his disciples are to be sent to the world. And for me, the world, as the biblical concept, the world is the closest maybe we come to media in the Bible. So that's a very, I think, a fruitful concept, biblical concept to explore in relationship to media. But also we could move to a biblical passage such as Matthew 5, 13 to 16 on being salt and light. Jesus calling his disciples, those who are believers in him, to be salt and light. And it's impossible to be salt and light in the world today without also entering the whole world of the media. And it's important then to realize that the whole area of media is about creation. It's about using our created gifts, being talents of that. And here is a quote by Madeleine Legel. But unless we are creators, we are not fully alive. What do I mean by creators? Not only artists, whose acts of creation are the most obvious ones, or working with paint, of clay, or words. Creativity is a way of living life, no matter our vocation or how we earn our living. Creativity is not limited to the arts or having some kind of important career. So it seems to me that being involved in why we need Christians in mainstream media, one reason is we need Christians to be stewards of their artistic talents in the most widest sense of that word. And being involved in the media is definitely an honorable calling, even though I must confess that is not always the way the church has seen or continue to see Christian brothers and sisters being involved in the mainstream media. Unfortunately, sometimes there has been a conflict between Christians involved in Christian media context of various kinds and those being involved in mainstream media of various kinds. There are a number of different roles here, and I think it's helpful to try to explore what is involved in this calling. What is involved in the calling if you think of it from the point of view of the factual media, the media that deals with factual affairs of various kinds, that is, journalists or documentarians? Well, it's definitely a very important aspect for them to reveal, if we look at it from a Christian point of view, what is the calling, the specific calling from a Christian point of view. It is to reveal neglected facts. There are many facts that are out there that is really remains to be revealed. And that may change the whole understanding of an issue if you find a very important fact in an area or a series of facts. It may be that there are neglected stories that are not being told. Very often, the selection of stories are highly important, highly critical. And then maybe there are neglected angles or perspectives that needs to be introduced or even reintroduced. The media provides us with scripts for living, scripts for life, for how life is or how life should be. We find ourselves as Christians with a situation where often we cannot identify with people on the screen. Many Christians have been written out of the scripts. Many Christian values, convictions have been written out of the scripts. And we need to find ways of reintroducing them in professional ways and in creative ways. So that whole dimension of whether the mainstream media also represent Christian personalities, Christian values, Christian convictions in a balanced and fair way is a whole area that we may want to explore in the Q&A time afterwards. We may also add, in terms of creative and entertainment media, that what is their role? If the role of journalists and documentarians is to reveal neglected facts, stories, and angles, I would suggest that the role for Christians in the whole area of creative and entertainment media is to imagine new and fresh ways, or to present new and fresh ways of imagining Christian truth. New and fresh ways of imagining Christian truth. Think of someone like C.S. Lewis, someone like Tolkien, the enormous impact, global cultural impact. And what did they imagine? New ways. They presented new ways of imagining Christian truth. So we need to pray for new people like that, new persons, and to raise a new generation of people of Christians who engage with courage and with creativity and with professionalism in that whole area. Here is a quote from Philip Ryken. God wants all of the arts to flourish in all the fullness of their artistic potential, so that we may discover the inherent possibility of creation and thereby come to a deeper knowledge of our Creator. There is something deeply meaningful in this whole area. But if Christians are to be in the, function in the mainstream media, they definitely need support. And I think this is a crucial issue that we often have missed out on. Because, to take an example that I'm fairly familiar with, Christian journalists often feel alienated in the workplace among secular colleagues, and they feel alienated in their church setting among other church members, because they feel misunderstood in both contexts. So I think we need to draw the attention to this as a worthy calling, and to say this is an equal calling, in view of the priesthood of all believers. We also have the ministry of all believers. That's an implication of the priesthood of all believers. We all have access to God. He gives us a calling. That calling is equal for everyone. It's not equal in terms of roles and functions, but it's equal in terms of value and in terms of significance, ultimately speaking. So we need to really to think about how can we support Christians. It's often a difficult place to be as a Christian. It's often a difficult place to be. And I've talked to a number of journalists who actually find it very hard to be Christians, between this tension between the workplace and the church context. And I think that's true for many of the areas, not just the journalists. But we definitely need to encourage Christians who are in the media to pray for them, to encourage them. And we need to encourage young, talented Christians to enter the world, the whole fascinating and important, significant world of the media. We need young Christians to see this as a calling to be Christian in a professional and appropriate way. Not to preach where it's inappropriate, but always to be salt and light in an appropriate and holistic way. We need to disciple Christians in the media. We need to follow them closely. It's such an important area, and the fact of alienation, which we've touched on, both in terms of the professional context and in terms of the church context, really raises so many issues. And it's so easy for Christians in mainstream media just to walk out on their faith, basically. There is also a whole additional dimension in this, and that's the fact that the mainstream media presents a number of roles, possible roles, that should be, that Christians should really use the opportunity to enter. There are platforms for Christians, there are platforms for leaders and evangelists to enter mainstream media and actually to play a very important role. One example would be John Lennox and his, many debates, and his he has had some commentary material produced by a number of newspapers, for example. So, here is a man, someone with an Oxford platform academically, who then carries a lot of clout academically, and that then is something the media likes. And we need to identify all kinds of Christians who could play a significant role in terms of making the most of the opportunities. This, by the way, you may recognize Peter Saunders. Just thought he was a very good example of someone, at least on the UK scene, who engages consistently, creatively, in a very courageous way. You may recognize Pete as the one who is presenting each night the questions and interviewing people in the plenary sessions. And one of Pete's strengths is that he's actually often turning the tables in each and every context. He has a way of introducing a new way of looking at things, a new fact that actually changes the perspectives. And it's often surprising, and it's often captivating for the audience, and it really turns things around. And I think that's some of our tasks then, if we enter the mainstream media as commentators, as debaters, as maybe as experts in some areas, that we should seek for ways of being surprising, of being, of presenting in unexpected ways, in fresh ways, in news ways, in new ways. And of course, added to all this is the whole area of the social media, which has to be mentioned. And I think we're just at the beginning of exploring the possibilities of that. And we need to work on that together. There are so many aspects to this. One aspect is of course, that all of us are media producers on the social arena sphere to some extent. If we are on Facebook, if we are on Twitter, if you are using Instagram or whatever, YouTube or whatever, we are actually part of the media scene. And we have a possibility of drawing people's attention, of recommending, of emphasizing, of directing our friends' attention or those we may influence, directing their attention to key material, sharing what is important for us in ways that wasn't possible before. And we should remember also the possibility of the interactivity that is taking place. Today it's impossible for the mainstream media channels or producers or newspapers, it's impossible not to give the opportunity for feedback, for responses, either via Facebook or via Twitter or via email or whatever it is. And we shouldn't underemphasize the importance of responding, the importance of appreciation, and the importance also of challenging, because these things are taken very seriously by those who make the media messages, produce the media messages. So it's a matter of engaging media. It's a matter of moving into the whole area of media and engaging it whole. And I've just given you the web address to a website which will be relaunched during this year as the hub for the whole of the global Lausanne Media Engagement Network. Last year, I was asked to take up the role as a senior associate within the Lausanne context to try to connect different media networks, because there are so many things happening, and in the body of Christ, we need each other. We need to build bridges across different networks. And it seems to me that this is a real opportunity for us. to use the whole world of the mainstream media as an arena to train Christians, encourage Christians, disciple Christians, but also to see where are the arenas for our own engagement if we are apologists or if you know of apologists, to encourage them and to use social media. If we are to bear witness to Jesus Christ in every nation, in every sphere of society, and in the whole realm of ideas, we cannot neglect the fascinating and complex and engaging world of the media. Okay, so far, hopefully so good. that was what I wanted to share with you right now, and we have about 15 minutes for Q&A, if I'm correctly informed. So these were some of my thoughts. Yes. Yes, I think, you know, one way would be simply to walk alongside. If someone is, for example, is working as a pastor or as a youth leader or as a leader in Christian organization with some kind of influence of young people, and I'm sure they're within a Christian community in the church, for example, local church, that is more than 50 persons or something. I'm sure at least someone there is involved in the media-related work. I'm fairly convinced about that because it's getting more and more common, you know, people work in all kinds of media environments. So it's actually coming alongside asking how life is, building relationships, encouraging, and also showing the importance of a biblical understanding of calling and vocation. That it's not just, you know, God's calling is not just on the in a church context, but it's whole of life, it's whole life discipleship. And of course, it often dilemmas that, you know, people in the media faces, they need to have an opportunity to share that and to share the joys and, you know, and the glories of their work as well, and to be appreciated, I think. So that's some of my thoughts, you know. Of course there is. And in many of the media settings, you know, there is a lot of concern and focus in the professional societies or you know, the different networks themselves. But I think Christians should always try to also to ask themselves, is there a Christian perspective on this, in addition to what we all share as humans? And Greg Kuchel, for example, presented some very, you know, helpful ways of engaging the whole morality question, which can be applied, I think, to any of these areas. Because there are so many ethical dilemmas, especially in today's media world. So I think there are a number of things here. One is there are some networks of Christians working either nationally or regionally or globally. In the area of journalism, there is, to take that as an example, there is a global network of professional journalists, Christian journalists, called Gegrapha, that is in Greek, it is written, which is a nice way of expressing, you know, what you have written as a journalist, and you stand for it. I think that's why they call it that. And that's some senior, David Aikman, who used to work with Time magazine for many years, senior editor there, he is one of the leading persons. So that community has meant a lot on the special interest side, you know, the network side. Then I know that there are some churches who have developed a real appreciation of people in the whole area of media, the arts, so on. One of those who have most developed in the area is Tim Keller's ministry, Redeemer Church in New York. He's very culturally appropriate, in the right sense of that word, being very, you know, bridge building and drawing people in. And he's very concerned about, in order to reach the urban culture, we have to take arts, media, you know, culture seriously. And then I think, you know, a setting like this, at ELF, where there are different networks, and also the Media Communicators Network as one of them. So if some of you know people who work in the media, and need a Christian context, you could encourage them to go to that website when it's up and running later this year in a new version, and then, or to even to come to the network here. And we had a very good discussion today in the network about people's home settings, and there are a number of groups functioning, supporting each other. But I think it's true to say that the local church needs to be strengthened in this area. Not that the local church needs to know anything, and everything, I mean, about it, but enough just to be open and to say, we understand it's a fascinating job you have, but it's obviously not easy always. Could you share something about that? Maybe we could pray about it if you think it's appropriate. You know, that kind of practical appreciation in addition to these targeted efforts. In a Bible study group, you know, if someone is working, being able to share that. Some of these practical issues, yeah. Yes, well, that's a good question. The whole question of whether, you know, how to think tactically and strategically in such a context. And I think that probably isn't just, you know, a silver bullet solution to all situations, but it's more, I think, sometimes presenting indirect ways as a start. Maybe if that is the only way, it's at least better to do that than not to do it. You know, to draw the attention to, there are many people being persecuted for their convictions today. And according to statistics, there seems to be that there are a number of groups. We could look at that and that. In fact, it seems as if the Christians are the most persecuted group today in the world. I mean, and leave it like that. And you could back that up with solid statistics. And then maybe come back to the story later on, you know, to the. So it's sort of sowing gradually in a way, and not necessarily presenting everything just in one package. So I think the more indirect or the gradual approach is one thing. The other thing would be to think, why should my, if this is a journalist working, you know, in a specific editorial setting, context, why should my media enterprise want to publish this? To ask that question and try to play along with their reasons for seeing the importance of the issue. So if we then can, you know, make a pitch or sort of pitch his senior or her senior person then in the organization with those kind of arguments. So it's sort of not arguing from the Christian side, but arguing from the professional side why this should be brought forward. And another dimension is, you know, this touches on the freedom of religion, obviously, and the freedom of expression. But there is also the freedom of conscience there. And the UN Declaration of Rights links those three in subsequent paragraphs. I think it's 18, 19, and 20. And I think it seems to me that we haven't really explored the relationship between those three. What is the relationship between freedom of conscience and freedom of religion or belief and freedom of expression? The media are concerned about freedom of expression primarily. I mean, that's where the whole instinct, the gut feeling in the media is, we need to protect that. Journalists must not be imprisoned and so on and so on. But then you could move along that line as well. It's really, you know, it's linked together. And I think as a Christian, it's wonderful to think about the first Christian, the first centuries, that the Christian faith was a minority faith. It was within the pluralistic context, and it was presenting with arguments and not with force. So it's very much along the spirit of original, authentic biblical Christianity to argue for religious freedom, I think. It relates to person, you know, the role of faith. We are not coercing people to faith, but we are inviting people to faith. So thanks for bringing, I think this is a really important issue. If I may add finally that there are some Christian organizations who do a really good job in this. Open Doors International have developed, you know, part of their work, which actually is geared towards you know, writing, producing news stories, which carries a lot of weight in terms of its newsworthiness and its factual basis, in order to get those accepted by news media. As an example of a solid way of interacting with the media. So there is every reason, I think, to be encouraged by what's happening in the midst of all the challenges. And I really think that true professional media people, they may be cynical, but they also have a real commitment to accuracy and to independency, to integrity. And if they really see a good quality thing, most people would go along, if they disagree or not. At least that's what we hope.